a word for you from Isaiah chapter 54 verse 5. For your Maker is your husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and the Holy One of Israel is your Redeemer, the God of the whole earth he is called. Words fail to express what God expresses here. It's better that you go and read it for yourself, as God uses such majestic language to reveal to his children exactly the salvation that they have. Remember that the chapter before this is perhaps the greatest Old Testament chapter regarding Jesus Christ, how he was to live and die, how he was to be rejected of men, and how God was to bruise him. It explains in such marvelous detail how he bore the sin of many. He was considered smitten of God and afflicted, but he was wounded for our transgressions. And God goes on there to say now to his people, this is what I've done for you through him. In other words, as we've been looking at Christmas recently, we remember that Jesus was born, but remember, he was born to die. And he died not because he was caught just as a criminal, but because God had planned it that way, and he gave his life because of your sins to redeem you. And now he explains what this redemption is about, and he says that the transaction that God has now performed through the Lord Jesus is one where he marries us. He says, for your Maker is your husband. Your Creator is not somebody distant, afar off, in some other universe, but very close. He is your Creator, the Lord of hosts, in other words, every angelic being, all those who fill heaven, all the Lord of hosts of everything ever made by God that worships him in heaven, he is your husband. Is there a greater salvation than this? It's not that you married off to an angel, but God himself becomes your husband. He goes on to say, the Holy One of Israel. In other words, this is the Messiah. He is your Redeemer. He is the God of the whole earth. No wonder you should cling to him. He's come into your life, hopefully. If not, you need to surrender every part of you to him today. Don't delay any longer, for he is the greatest husband. If you miss out on him, you will have nothing.